Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I said Christmas came early.
And God. I'm about to come early too.
I did. That post net talk kind of fun.
So dumb. Everyone will go to sleep or get an Uber. It's like this weird like.
Dude, you have like the most Dan Bilzerian mindset ever. You're like, it's like that's like Gary V. That post net talk is so fun. Get out, get an Uber. I have a clip to cut. We're going up TikTok live. Delete it. Get out.
I say it for effect. I don't really mean it, but
I do agree. The talk you have is like stupid.
It's dumb. I think what I'm very much against is I've said this a billion times. I just don't like things that are like forced. Like we don't have to talk.
I feel like car conversation is something that feels forced.
I hate car conversation.
And then I never know how to like do the music too high.
I do a real. She's like, yeah, so I'm from. I go, fucking turn it up. Stop.
Do you actually?
No, absolutely not.
But doesn't it feel like when you're driving, you like have to talk the whole time? Isn't it weird to just, maybe I just, I don't know.
I have a problem where I just try to call everything out so nothing's weird. Mm. If there's a moment, be like, whoa, dead air. This is not weird for me. This is not weird. This is not awkward.
Do you say that?
Yes.
You say, this is not weird for me?
Yeah, I go, listen.
You're a case study.
I feel like.
Isn't that a little peculiar? This isn't weird. This
isn't
weird.
You didn't believe in that word. You didn't believe it.
Yeah, dude, I almost said the word peckerwood. I don't fucking know.
Peckerwood in 1940 will get you fought by the flagpole. You call motherfucker peckerwood? Holy shit.
Yeah, we got to look up after this like early insult. Names. Mm-hmm. That's funny. But yeah, essentially just laying there. She goes, what do you like? And I said a few things.
What did you
I
say?
Was panicking that. I literally turned into a fifth grader, like being like, what's your dream job? I'm like, astronaut? Like, I just say the most generic.
What'd you say?
I think I was just like,
banging?
Yeah. Well, like, dude, it's very generic. I'm like, oh, you know, I love a fat ass. You know, I love coming to mouth. I love the fucking.
Yeah. Well, it's also. It's also weird because it's like the first time I messed around.
Right.
It'd be crazy for you to be like, oh, I like when you put a fucking Gatorade bottle in my ass and call me Sebastian. I like to be late for work.
Yeah, I gave her the main feed answer, but no, I didn't give her the Patreon answer.
Can't.
The Patreon answer is put a finger in my ass.
Yeah. Now.
Time to take it to elevator 2. Ding dong.
2? I'm going to the penthouse.
Oh, it's funny. It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, but you can't. Because reverse that shit. Whatever you were in bed with a girl, and you're like, oh, right. What do you like? And she's like, oh, I like to fuck my cousin on Wednesdays. You're like, what are you saying?
You go, well, the clock just struck 12. It's Wednesday.
God damn. How fast can you recommend an Uber after coming?
I'm not that guy, dude. I'm not that guy.
I'm not either.
I don't ever want to be the guy who's like, oh, you know, like
I can't do it.
It's just also like, I don't know. It would, if I put the roles in the reverse position, you had this happen to you. Like, dude, yeah. It would feel like shit. You're just like laying there because you both kind of are having that like post nut, like, yeah, this bed sure is comfortable. And somebody's like, so.
Right. You hit a so, nothing positive comes after that long
the
so.
The only way where like you can really kind of lean into it is like, you know, if you got work. Oh, I got work in. I got work at 6 p.m. Well, it's 11 a.m.
Yeah. The
yeah,
only,
Europe time.
I always go, if I need to go to sleep, I always go, listen, I have work or an audition or whatever. I have to pass out. You are super welcome to stay here. I don't mind at all. But like, I have to like start going to sleep.
Yeah.
So then it's just like, you can do whatever. You don't have to, you don't have to leave. You don't have to take, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
But I just need to go to sleep. And then it's just like, then it's up to you to like stay or leave. Because I never, you know how dudes are like, oh, I fucking hate. It's like, I never mind. I really don't mind ever if a girl stays over.
No.
I don't like the wake up and having to have my morning with you. That's a little weird. I don't like that.
Well, it's not, depends. I think if it's just like, I mean, they can be fun. Kind of joke around, but it is a little weird if there's no like, you just like kind of get up, you have a cup of coffee each, and she's like, all right, I should probably call my Uber soon. Like if there's like a, there's that kind of tone going, like, oh, I got a thing at 2 or I got 4, but if it's 2 p.m. and she's just, you
which
know,
dude, I've had,
oh, you got some nice books, they need to be returned, so do you. No, I think it's if there's further plans to do so in the day, or if somebody initiates, you want to go get breakfast.
Yeah. It's all very
situational,
huh?
Yeah, situational. You said you had that, though. Where it was like 2 p.m. I was like, so.
Oh, yeah. It was the thing that happened in college where I had this girl and I had to get up early for class. It was like at 9 in the morning class.
Yeah.
And I had a 9 and then an 11. And then I called my
room.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You did it?
I did it. 2 buildings. I wanted 3. Honestly, bro, you know who's fire? It's whoever planned 9/11 should plan my wedding. They're so good at fucking planning.
It's a funny bit.
Thanks. That's
nothing.
Oh. I mean, they're like, I'm just saying, they're really good at planning. If they use that organization not for terrorism, but for like planning like Lakers events.
The Puppy Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl? That's such a fun bowl to watch. You never watched the Puppy Bowl? What's happening? Why are you making it sexual?
I'm not. Nothing sexual.
Why am I making it sexual?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. What was it? Oh, so. Then
in
I
college.
I called my buddy after my 11 class, which was noon, and I hit him up, and I was like, hey, man, you want to grab some food? And he's like, yeah, that girl's still here. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, she's still here. She's still asleep.
Oh, that's fine.
Dude, here's not fine. I came back, she was up, it was like 1:15, she was still there, and we got down to like, it didn't get to 4, but it was close to 4. It's like, dog, it is 4 p.m.?
Did she go to school there?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's the thing, in her defense, she probably saw your bank statement sitting on the thing and was like, facts. This is a high value man.
Big callback.
That's
call
a
back.
Massive callback.
Yeah, you pulled too hard, you pulled extra.
Yeah.
Like at the bar, you spent so much game that your game was like coins in a meter. It lasted till 4 p.m.
It wasn't my game, dude. It was my dicking down.
That one hits sometimes.
So disrespectful. So the first person that did that shit live, gun.
Yeah. I mean, fired too. You're just the drummer.
Fired, you know what I
mean?
Dog.
Could you imagine?
Can you imagine being Sandman just ruining people's dreams?
I don't know what that reference means.
No.
Is that what it's for? Sandman ruining people's dreams. Is that what that is?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yes, you do. The Apollo thing. When they go, when an act is bombing and they boo. Please bring it up. It's not funny to the performer, really funny for the audience member.
What is
You've
it?
Never
Keys?
Seen this?
I've seen Google Keys.
No, so in the Apollo, they'll start booing early. And there's this dude called the Sandman that comes out, and it's like, and the guy runs out and then circles around you, and that means like, get off stage.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like,
dude, what's crazy is the Sandman never bombs.
Oh no, they love them.
That's what
they love him. Here we go. Uh-oh. Oh. Oh, watch this. Look at this. You gotta sing through the booth.
I mean, I'm getting off already. Oh, he did. There you go.
Oh, here comes Sammy. Yeah.
Where?
Here he comes.
That's the best gig in the world. That's the best gig in the world.
Dude, do you understand he never sang again?
Did I tell you I saw a guy get booed off stage in the Tampa. Bay Area?
No.
There was a comedy show out there. It was like Sundays or Mondays in Sacramento. I went there with Lance Woods.
Okay.
You know him?
Nope.
It's a fun dude. But yeah, I was doing shows up there at Punchline years ago. No, I was doing the first weekend I quit my job. Sacramento was where I did shows. And all urban room, you know? And then there's a guy before me going up. White dude in shorts. And funny enough, he's literally talking about his girlfriend putting a finger in his ass. And one dude in the back goes, "What the fuck?" What the fuck? And then he keeps going. And then multiple people in the crowd just started booing him.
Oh, shit.
And dude, he like kept going and then eventually just got off. Like he thought he could beat the waves. And I remember, I think I went up there and like just addressed, like, "I'm white, but I'm not put a finger in my ass white."
Funny.
And everybody lost their mind. But funny thing is, I am a put a finger in my ass guy.
You are. You're that white.
Imagine I double down. I go, "That dude had some." Yeah. "Here we are, fellas." It's not all the way in. It's just the pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, "Sir, come here.
Let me show you." See, he messed up because he only said one finger. Me, I do three. If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra, $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free frickin' Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free. But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go
Baba
on.
Booey.
Hey, so go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?